My grand twin recently took pictures of me with my phone while I wasn't aware. When I saw the photos, I was surprised and pleased with how fit I looked. So why do I think I don't look that good? Why do I constantly wish for a thinner body, tighter skin, fewer wrinkles, better posture, and the list goes on and on? Is it body dysmorphia? And if I, as a nutrition and fitness coach, feel this way, I can only imagine the feelings and self-talk of other women. Today, my guest is a 60-year-old New York City model. She's a recent client in my Faster Way to Fat Loss class. Our discussion is about body dysmorphia and body positivity. Possible, yes, at our age. Welcome to the Fat Loss School Podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy, plus maintaining it long-term, is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Do you remember thinking you were fat at 20? I do. Boy, to go back there again. Today, our topic is body positivity at age 50 and beyond. I don't know about you, but I feel society pushes us to try to look younger than our age rather than glorifying a woman that ages naturally and gracefully. We are to dye our hair, Botox our wrinkles, and maintain our high school weight. Am I right? So to explore this subject and help us shift to more body acceptance and appreciation of ourselves, I've invited 60-year-old model working out of New York City. Welcome to Fat Loss School, Lois Wilson. Please tell us about yourself.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for the introduction and for this topic and for inviting me to share with your listeners today. So I am the middle of three girls. I have an older sister and a younger sister. And I grew up in a little coal mining town in Pennsylvania. And as a result, I absolutely grew up with the fashion magazines of the 60s, where women went during that time period from looking like curvy Marilyn Monroe to Twiggy. And one thing I knew when I looked in the mirror, right, with my ancestry, my Russian Jewish father and my Northern Italian Catholic mother, I was not Twiggy. I was a little curvy girl. And, you know, from the time I was small, and the message at that time, you know, in the culture where I was growing up was two things. Number one, food was love. So you better eat your nonna's cooking. And you had to be bone thin to be beautiful. And so I thought my whole life that I was huge. You know, and there I was, you know, at 5'5", 5'6", 130 pounds. I was an absolute healthy weight in high school. And I thought I was gigantic. And that way of thinking, as I grew up, I never considered myself beautiful. I always thought I'm the girl next door, you know, and I just accepted that I was big and gigantic and huge. And it really led in my life, and I think it leads to this in the lives of many women, to disordered eating, to extreme dieting, extreme exercise, extreme fasting, not intermittent fasting, but long stretches of unsupervised fasting. And then, of course,
the rebound. Swings.
Exactly. Yes. And so then all the binging, right, and the guilt and the shame and back and forth, my weight went up and down, up and down, up and down. And it wasn't until I was pregnant with my first child in 1985 that I saw my body as something that could do an incredible thing instead of just judging myself from my outward appearance, especially the numbers on the scale, right? And it was in the Faster Way program where I first heard the words, our weight is nothing more than our relationship to gravity. Yes. I love that. And I have repeated that so many times since, right? It's not a measure of our health, because I know there was a time when I was thin in college, for example, and was no longer getting my menstrual period. Mm-hmm. I was starving myself. I was living on 600 calories a day and running 3 miles a day.
Oh, wow.
And counting my calories, I knew how many calories were in a Hall's cough drop. That's not down, normal.
Down to the minute detail.
Down to the minute that,
that's
detail.
That's obsessive, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, that was where I was coming from my whole life. And then I got pregnant with my oldest, who's now 36. And I began to see my body as, wow, look what I can do, right? I grew a baby. I birthed a baby. I nursed a baby, right? But after that pregnancy, guess what? I went right back to, you know, that crazy making thinking that had to do with weight and the scale and dieting and up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yes, and it was the word of pre-baby weight.
Exactly, exactly. And it really wasn't based on how did I feel and was I healthy and was I loving and caring for my body, right? I didn't see it as self-care. And I love, you know, Dr. Will Cole has said in one of his books that you can't heal a body that you hate. You can't heal a body that you hate. And I hated my body. I never loved it. I always thought it was too big. And the only time I loved it was when I was pregnant because, you know, I was making a baby inside of me. It wasn't until I got into my 50s that I really began to see myself as beautiful. But before that, I made the decision to no longer say awful things about my body out loud. And that was the beginning of a shift, right? And that happened in my 40s. And then in my 50s, I started to notice as I was aging that I liked the way I looked, especially when I wasn't comparing myself to younger women, yes. You know, which is what our culture idealizes. And you shared that in your introduction. It's so true. The message to aging women in our culture is don't look old. Don't look exactly. older. That's right? Exactly. Don't look older.
That's why I chose you to talk about this subject, because you have taken the step to put yourself out there. I mean, you have dreadlocks and you're in front of a camera in New York City. That is amazing. I want to hear more about that.
Well, let me tell you how that started, because I love your podcast is so encouraging and supportive. And we need that as women. We need to lift each other up, right?
Yes,
and tell
do.
Each other that we're beautiful and that we're strong, right? And powerful. And it all began about a year ago. A friend of mine came to visit me and we hadn't seen each other in 30 years. And we were sitting and talking and catching up on 30 years. We laughed, we cried. You know how we are as women, right?
Yes, yes.
At one point, she looked over at me and she said, you know what, Lois? You're really beautiful. I said, oh, Lisa, thank you. And she said, I really mean it. She said, you're beautiful on the inside. But you're beautiful on the outside too, in that classic kind of way of beauty. I was so touched. And that's the power of one woman's kind words to another. A couple days later, I decided to Google what would it take to become a model at my age? And lo and behold, of course, there it is on Google, all these, you know, different things. And I clicked on a couple of them and I sent in not professional photos, but just basic couple of photos of myself. And I heard back from all three agencies saying that they were really interested in my look and that they thought I had potential. And it took off from there. And I'll tell you what, it really does take courage, because when I go into a room for model training or a casting, everybody else in that room is in their late teens and 20s, right? And there I am. I am as old as their mom. And in some cases, their grandmother, right?
Wow.
So I have to hold so much like a deep belief in my own beauty and in my own worthiness to be seen the way I am. Yes. No plastic surgery, no Botox, right?
Yes.
I don't dye my hair. My hair is the color that it is right now, and I'm starting to gray right around the edges. I have my father to thank that I still mostly have brown hair at my age. My dad barely went gray, but I love gray hair, and I love silver and white hair, right?
Well, the thing is, I'm not 20-something. I don't want to watch the models model clothes if they're 20-something. I want to see somebody like me.
Exactly. And guess who has spending power? Not the 20-somethings. You do.
That's right.
And the industry is changing. The industry is changing, and it's our time. So I hope that if anybody is listening to your podcast who has had it in her heart, maybe from the time she was a little girl, to be a model, now's our time for exactly the reason that you just said. Because who's got the spending power right now? And when you open up a catalog or a magazine or look at an advertisement for any product, whether it's jeans or makeup or anything, you do want to see a model that looks like you. And there are so many of us in this category. So if anybody that's listening today is interested, go ahead and Google, what does it take to become a model in your 50s, in your 60s, and see where that takes you, because it is our time. And I have one of the agency that has brought me in under their wing, and it's a modeling agency in Manhattan, in New York City, right? At the heart of it all, I responded to what they call a new faces search, right? They were looking for new models. They were looking for people who weren't already modeling, new to the industry. And when I reached out to them, I ended up auditioning and then being interviewed by the vice president of this agency. And he said to me, "We need models your age." He said, "You really are a category that so many agencies are looking for right now." And it's because of exactly what you just said, Amy.
Yes, we relate to you.
That's right. We want to see our own selves represented, whether we're buying a car or makeup or a pair of sneakers, right? We want to see ourselves. We also want to see ourselves in television and movies, you know, and our time has truly come. It really is. And the industry is reflecting that. Now, one of the things I think is really important to say here is that if we're going to age well, we have to be healthy to do it. And I know that
Absolutely.
Is right up your alley.
Yes.
Right?
I've shared before that I have a 102-year-old grandmother, and my goal is to have a long health span, not just a long lifespan. And I can't right. start at 90 years old. I got to start today. To be
exactly.
that older woman. And
exactly.
So, and I remember when you signed up for my Faster Way class, you weren't interested in, you marked overall health.
Right. That's right.
And that's perfect, because you weren't looking to get skinny for some modeling career. You were mm-hmm. looking, like I am, looking for long-term health. And
exactly.
We at age 50 and beyond, if we aren't working on our muscle strength, we're losing
it. That's right. Our muscle strength, our posture, right? All of these things are related to our strength and exercising, and also our diet.
And
what
our
we
diet,
eat,
exactly.
What we put in our mouths. People comment, because part of modeling, you go with a bare face when you go to a casting. You're not wearing makeup, right? A lot of women, as we age, people are like, "Well, slather on that makeup, girl," right? Like they're putting it on with a spatula. No. Right? They want to see our actual skin. They want to see our actual eyes. They want to see our hair the way it really, they want to see our nails and our hands, right? All of those things are a reflection of what we eat and drink and how we move our bodies, right? Whether or not we're drinking enough water
yes.
is going to show in our skin. And people will say to me, I've had much younger women in these rooms say to me, Lois, you have such beautiful skin. And I always say, first of all, I say, thank you. Accept every compliment that you are given. Thank you. Right? Thank you. And then I say, I attribute it to my parents and good genes and that I've been living a healthy lifestyle for a long time. I've never been a drinker. I've never been a smoker. But even if you have been, if you quit now, and start taking care of yourself, it makes such a huge difference. It's never too late to begin to do a better job taking care of the one and only body that you've got and that you're going to live in every day of your life.
That is a perfect way to end this conversation. Thank you so much, Lois, for bringing it to us today.
You're so welcome.
We love your confidence, your philosophy, and the way you have guided us back to that all-important health at the core of it all.
That's it. Health and positivity. Have a great mental attitude. Be an optimist. Love your life. And take good care of yourself. Thank you so much, Amy.
This was a joy. Thank you for being on Fat Loss School with me today, Lois. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Amy. You're a great coach, and I appreciate you.
Hi, Amy. It's Stephanie from Ottawa, Canada here. As we complete the 6-week New Year challenge, I wanted to say thank you for the experience and the motivation you provided as my Faster Way to Fat Loss coach. I can't say I see a big difference, but I feel the difference. It's the little things. It's easier to sit up in bed. My cast iron skillet is not as heavy. It's easier to squat down and stand back up. I feel like I have more structure in my core and feel better supported on the inside. I feel less inflammation in my hands and my shoulders, and I'm in a better mood. I'm sleeping better, have more energy, and most of all, I feel good about my efforts and proud of showing up for myself every day in some way consistently. That's what I've been lacking. It's less important to me what I look like and more important for me how I'm feeling and my functional fitness. I'm rebuilding me from the inside out, and I look forward to the side effect of how I will look as my journey continues, but I'm not dwelling on it. I also know it's going to take more than 6 weeks, so slow, steady consistency is my plan. My timeline is to compare 2023 stuff to 2024 stuff at the end of this year and see how I'm doing. That's just my outlook, and I honor and respect people who could be looking for other signs. Thanks again for all you do, and I look forward to continuing this journey with you in Faster Way.
Before I go, I want to share some tactical strategies or Fat Loss School homework for you to improve your body positivity. Number one, dress with confidence. Search until you find things that complement your body type and is comfortable. Number two, surround yourself with positive influences that are confident themselves and lift you up. Number three, focus on a healthy body, not weight or flaws. If you chase weight loss, you may not end up with health. If you chase health, you will lose the excess fat. And finally, number four, lie about your age. Tell them you're 10 years older and get ready for the compliments. That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes. Share with a friend and please rate and review it because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.